Now, Health for Life with Dr. Rohan Basundath of Preventus Collaborative Health. Take charge of your family's health at Preventus.com.
Are you ready for it? A new study focusing on which fats we should fry with. Dr. Rohan Basundath joining us today. Hello, Dr. Rohan.
Hi, good afternoon, Angela.
It does get complicated when we try to keep track of all these different studies, but I think it was kind of interesting when it comes to the fats that people fry with. And maybe right away I said, are we supposed to be frying with fats?
Well, ideally we would limit what we fry to begin with, you know, and not be eating fried foods. But certainly, if you're going to fry foods, you should be using the oil you use is probably important to an extent, but I think trying to use low heats and low cooking times is also important.
So is that what this study was looking at then, the particular oils and fats that are out there and what happens when they are heated?
Right. You know, some folks were doing, I mean, there's always these studies going on, and one day we're cooking in olive oil, the next in canola, the next in coconut oil, and it can be challenging if you follow it, I think. What they're looking at now is what's being produced in the oils, and they're saying when we're using vegetable oils, which we've all, I think, mostly switched to, we've been avoiding butter or lard, more the animal fats, we've been avoiding cooking in those. But now these studies are starting to show us that we're producing toxic chemicals called aldehydes in significant volumes by using the vegetable oils.
And so the aldehydes, what are they linked to, or what's the concern with them?
You know, these studies found the levels to be 100 to 200 times higher than the upper safe limit set by the World Health Organization. Taken on the surface, that's a significant number. Aldehydes have been linked to cancers, heart disease, even potentially dementia.
Wow. Okay. So, of course, that's going to grab the headlines.
Definitely.
But when we're talking about the frying, I mean, today I was frying some onions and garlic to make some soup in olive oil. So is that okay, or are we talking about deep fat frying?
Right. And I think, you know, as I mentioned at the outset, I think what you're describing there, you're using olive oil, which they consider, even though it's a vegetable oil, maybe olives aren't a vegetable, I'll have to check that, but they consider olive oil to be a safe oil. You're using low temperatures, short cooking times. That sounds like a reasonable thing to do.
Now, when they talk about butter or lard, I think the big concern a number of years ago was trans fats. Butter and lard aren't trans fats. They're saturated fats. Am I following along? So they're saying that you could use a butter or a lard instead of a vegetable oil, and it doesn't release these aldehydes?
Certainly less in these studies, less aldehydes released. I think there's still the concern of just the saturated fat component of it that's going to probably contribute to heart disease.
Now, what is it also about omega-3s and 6s? Because which one of those oils I think we're supposed to have more of because it's better for our brain?
We're always looking at ratios. And again, we're looking at omega-3 and omega-6. Those are two healthy fats that we hear about. And again, it's never simply that lots of both are good for you. We certainly need ratios and a certain amount of 3 in regards to our omega-6s. 6s are easier to get. Our body produces omega-6. Omega-3s, we really have to get through our diets. The oils can significantly increase the ratio of omega-6 to omega-3.
And is there a particular oil then that is that the vegetable oil that has the omega-3s and 6s?
That's the vegetable oil.
I might have to call you next week and try to clarify everything. Dr. Rohan, thanks for helping us out here. But I think the takeaway message, though, is low heat and don't cook for a long period of time on it.
Low heat, short cooking times, and avoiding fried food wherever you can.
Sounds good, Dr. Rohan. Have yourself a good day.
You as well.
Dr. Rohan Basundath with Preventus Collaborative Health.